This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on a Monday morning. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Miller Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Harmon. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Thanks again for all last week. You're board opping for me while I was out at the Clinton County Fair.
I want experience going out to the fair one of these times. I haven't been able to do it in 2 years.
I know. We may have to. I was thinking about next year, ways we could improve it, and it's pretty good, but I got a few ideas. So,
okay. All right.
And it does involve you.
Okay.
So we'll see what's going on, though. That's a full year away. Let's not worry about that.
I mean,
right?
You know, it's just like, you know, it's like this morning, you know, we're not dealing with the fair, and the temperature's below 70 degrees for the first time in God knows when.
Yeah, this is a beautiful morning.
Except when you look outside, it looks like it's ready any time outside.
Yeah, last week we were scrambling around with the, well, not scrambling. We knew what we were doing, but we were, you know, you just got to go in early and get set up over at the fair and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was 95 degrees every morning at 8 o'clock, you know. So this morning is like a completely different thing.
But you know, the thing is, and like I told Melissa, we got lucky in a way because every day we had a breeze.
Yeah.
Plus, there was cloud cover virtually every day.
Mm-hmm.
So really, if you take those two things away, it would have been unbearable.
Yeah.
It was almost unbearable the way it was. But I'm just saying, we got a bit of a break.
I tell you what, that breeze really helped. It was blowing around hot air, but it was at least a breeze.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, Friday morning, setting up there for Party Line over at the fairgrounds, that was probably the hottest, stickiest morning of the whole week. Because, I didn't even move, and my shirt was just sticking to me.
Well, you know, Thursday night when I was out at the fair watching the showmanship, it was tight, but it was not that bad. So there was enough breeze.
Yeah.
There was enough breeze floating around, and you know, and it really wasn't too bad.
Yeah, if there was I don't want to say a downside to doing it at the fair. It seems like everything locally, with the exception of your news, just kind of got put on the back burner. So I feel like today we have a ton to make up for, you know, of things that we normally talk about in our first half hour here.
Yeah. Well, the only thing we're going to make up for would be national. I mean, everything else locally we've pretty much handled.
Yeah, which you handle in news, but I like kicking it back and forth here,
true.
You know. So it's weird to be back in the comfort of the WILO studios, which I love, by the way.
Uh-huh.
But I want to thank Jamie Blacker and the entire fair board for having me out there. And, you know, they take good care of us, too. Out there for Buddy Night, and they gave us a great location right there by the Edward Jones Building. And they make it easy on me. And with the equipment we have, that makes it easy on me, too. So,
did you go over to Antioch to have some dessert?
I did have a piece of pie Wednesday, I think it was.
Good boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it was hard to stop at one. It was kind of like eating Lay's potato chips, you know?
Well, it's like, if you go over to the Rossville Lions Club, you'll be having more than one thing of ice cream.
Yeah, too. I know. They never was serving while I was there, unless it was Wednesday night, and I didn't have time to walk over there. But yeah, it was pretty good stuff. So nonetheless, we're back, and here we are. On a Monday morning.
Yes.
SkyWatch weather forecast is, wow, what a difference from last week, right?
Yeah.
Not as warm today, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms till midday. Partly cloudy this afternoon, 78 the high, and cooler tonight. Wow, low at 55.
Yeah, the high for today was the temperature at this time a week ago.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. Some sunshine tomorrow, high 80 and 82 with sunny skies on Wednesday. It should be pretty nice here. This is looking pretty good.
And even for the hot dog festival, it looks good this weekend. Yeah. Even though it's going to warm up a little bit, but still not like it was.
Yeah, some sunshine and high 80s on Friday and Saturday. 69 now from your official weather station, WILO. Let's see, there was something else I wanted to mention concerning the weather. Oh, yeah, last night about 4:30 or so, you texted me and said you was in here just in case we had some severe weather. And it sure looks severe.
Yeah. We got about a 10-minute deluge, and that was it.
Yeah. But, boy, when it was rolling in, it went from hot to cool really quick. You know?
And then also the deluge just really, you know, here again, once it started, it's like, you know, okay.
Yeah, it was kind of like a monsoon for a minute.
Yeah.
Jamie just texted me, Jamie Blacker, and said, this morning's weather is great for cleanup. So they're out there cleaning up, and it's a nice, beautiful morning in Clinton County. And thank you, Jamie, for everything last week.
Yes.
Coming up here at 9 o'clock, we've got a couple special guests coming in, Suzanne Spicer and Rita Stout. They're going to be talking about living with ataxia.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a disease that you and I aren't real familiar with.
But no.
Suzanne had contacted us last week, and she was out at the fair actually trying to create some awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And
I met with her last Thursday before I went over to the Supreme Showmanship. And
this is pretty debilitating.
Yeah, very debilitating, and it's something I think we need to, you know, let people know what's really going on.
Yeah, so we'll be talking with them at 9 o'clock here, and then Shan Sheridan and Kim Stevens in here tomorrow on Wilo's Party Line.
Gee, I wonder what Kim's going to talk about.
I was going to say, yeah, she doesn't have much to talk about, probably.
No. Just a little festival going on Friday and Saturday, 25th one.
Yeah, big deal. And, you know, we were on the cover of the festival guide thing this year, Clinton County
was. We
and they say if you're on that,
you're going to have some people.
Yeah, it really creates the awareness. So I'm looking forward to a huge contingency of folks coming in for the hot dog festival.
The weather looks very good. So.
Mm-hmm. And this will be my second official one living in Clinton County. Last year, Shell and I went and had a good time. I think her dad was watching the kids, so we had a nice time walking around. But we're taking them, I think Saturday's the plan. So they'll get a chance to see the hot dog festival for the first time. And they're excited about the Kentucky Headhunters because they like country music. And they also want to see the BMX bike guys because they like seeing the BMX dudes do all the tricks and stuff. So we got some more local things to talk about, but we'll first stop and say good morning to Larry.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing, man?
I'm fine.
Good.
I hear our president is doing three really stupid things.
Oh, well, tell me about it.
Well, he's moving people who just check our food to Missouri, but don't have any place to put them, but told them they had 30 days to move. Don't make a lot of sense.
Okay.
USDA, I guess it's called.
Okay.
Number two, he's removing most of the restrictions on pesticides that kill beneficial insects like honeybees. And you know your industry's going to go hog wild and make an Agent Orange again.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't want
basically,
that on my
that's
peaches.
That's what it amounts to.
I heard him talking about that a little bit last week one day on AgriTalk, but I didn't pay real close attention, honestly.
That's what it amounts to.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is he's getting rid of Dan Coats.
Yeah?
Yeah, and putting in this guy that says... Timothy McVeigh did not bomb the Murrell building in Oklahoma City. It was the Arabs.
Really?
Yeah. Timothy McVeigh is going to have nothing to say about that now.
Yeah. Timothy McVeigh's dead, isn't he?
Yeah. He got executed. That's why I said he got nothing to say about it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's you relive that or not.
What really scares me is the things he's doing, the conservatives just suck up and say, yeah, it's okay.
Well, it's kind of one of those things where you got to take the good with the bad on some things, I think, you know?
What good has he done?
Oh, I'm not going there. I've been pretty happy with a lot of things now. I've not heard the pesticide deregulation. I'm not real up on the Dan Coats situation, although I'm a fan of Dan Coats. And
yeah, I am too.
I don't know what that story is. Yeah. But
I can tell you the story without even knowing it.
Okay.
The story is Dan Coats disagreed with him when he testified before Congress.
Yeah, there's probably some of that. We've seen that, you know. Trump, he makes those changes pretty quick when you don't agree with him.
If you don't say, never mind. Can't use them words on radio.
Well, you got to have some staff that supports you, at least some, right? You know, you can't have, you know, dissension in the ranks. Too much.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I would disagree, but if you listen to his speeches and you watch the crowds, you go back to the 30s and watch Benito Mussolini, who, by the way, was the head of the mafia in Italy, and the other guy in Germany, the tone is... to me, is the same if you watch them very much.
No, I don't agree with that.
I know you disagree, but you listen.
Please don't compare Trump to Hitler. Trump or Hitler killed 6 million people. Trump just ticked some people off.
Trump is going
to... He's not killing anyone. He's not trying to kill anyone. He just makes people mad because he's not a politician.
Well, he's not got us into a war yet.
He's putting America first.
He hasn't got us into a war yet.
He's not putting America first, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's putting Donald Trump first.
That don't agree
with. That's not what it's about.
In some cases, maybe, but, I mean, when it comes to the immigration and stuff, I mean, you know, what's wrong with closed borders and doing it the right way, you know? And when we have these Muslims in Congress out here saying all kinds of things and, you know, they don't want the borders closed, but they want to give the illegal immigrants all this free insurance and stuff. When I'm sitting here trying to pay for it myself, you know, let's take care of Americans first, you know, let's do it legally. I'm just getting pretty mad at seeing
all
this.
I'm not totally disagreeing with you, except to me, the game plan is Donald Trump wants to be president for life. He has said it.
Well, I never heard him say it, but that's not going to happen. We're not going to repeal that.
I would not lay any money on it.
Well, we'll talk about that when the time comes, but I'm not going to sit here with a bunch of what ifs.
You have a great day, but the things that really scare me, a whole lot scared me, but the fact that he's going to do away with the regulation on pesticides, which, by the way, he had done away with some regulations that are bad. I can't quote them right now off the top of my head. And when he was going to replace Dan Coats with an idiot, that scares me. He needs somebody to tell him no once in a while, and he don't want that. He wants people to say yes to everything he says.
I would tend to agree with you on that, Larry. You and I are closer than we think, you know, on a lot of things.
No, we're not, because even Mr. Casper and I agreed on some things.
Yeah, no, I mean, you and I agree on a lot of stuff. We're common sense folks. We just have a different way of looking at it.
What it's leading up, I'm just saying what it's leading up to me from what I have seen and heard in the past scares me. And you listen to some of his speeches, not with a pro-Trump mind or not with an anti-Trump mind, with an open mind. And some of them are really scary, especially the reaction of the crowd.
Well, I think they just, you know, the crowd, I mean, I'm kind of the same way. I'm not like, you know, send them back, and I'm not, you know, chanting that or anything. But, man, look at how we've just... It's just, I don't know, I think America's lost its sight in the last 20 years or 30 years or 40 years, and Trump's just trying to correct the ship a little bit. And he's just doing basic things with immigration, you know. It's just basic stuff. Just do it legally. I have no problem if three-fourths of America is Hispanic, as long as they're legal.
Do you know why?
And they're not living off our insurance and government funds.
I find it so irritating about the Republicans and their anti-immigration policy or illegal immigration policy. They were the biggest supporters of it back in the 60s, the 50s, and the 70s, and the 80s for the cheap labor. And if you remember right, you go back a few years to Katrina under Bush. They had American electrical engineers and people who did electrical work for the, that were certified. They fired them after they trained some illegal immigrants for a few, for a couple of weeks, and got rid of Americans and hired the illegal immigrants. And this was under Bush and under FEMA. So don't tell me the Republicans don't want illegal immigrants.
No, that's what I'm saying. We've lost sight. I'm not defending any of that. I know that went on. I totally agree with you, and it's not right.
And so now all of a sudden...
But that's also 35 years ago. That's, you know, that's in the past.
Katrina wasn't 35
years ago. Well, 19 years ago, sorry.
But don't tell me that the same people who were pro and illegal immigrants all of a sudden got religion and wants them thrown out.
No, I'm just saying they're different players. Half those people are dead or retired, you know?
Lizzie Graham ain't dead.
No, you're right.
And he was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm trying to say. I don't trust Republicans because they're so anti-everything. And I'm serious, and I know you disagree, but you sit back and watch. I won't be alive, but he's going to destroy this country if he can for him, to make him richer. Bye.
All right, Larry. I appreciate it this morning. I don't know if I don't agree with much of that, but Larry, you know, Larry's got some common sense to him, so we agree a lot of times.
You don't want me to get started.
I know. I didn't want Larry to get started.
Well,
this is too heavy a topic on a Monday morning for us coming back. I still got local stuff I want to talk about.
Well,
you know?
I'll get into it later in a week.
Okay, and we'll set aside some time to talk about it. You know. We'll have our own impromptu summit here.
Because mine's going to be totally different than what you think it'll be.
All right. Well, good. That's what we call in the radio business a tease.
But I'm still going to get a point across.
Okay. That'll be fine. That's what this program's for.
Okay.
Okay. So also, like I said, I've got myself a few notes here. I didn't want to lose track. Last week I knew some things I wanted to talk about. So again, special thanks to Jamie and the whole crew for taking care of us with the Clinton County Fair. And they're doing a lot of good things. And you heard when I was talking, what was it, Thursday with Scott Shoemaker and Alan Dunn?
Yeah, it was Thursday.
You know, they like, having a vision and having a plan. And transparency, and it seems like they're doing the right thing. So I think they're in good hands, and it seems to get a little better every year, you know, these last couple of years here. So also want to take time to thank my neighbor and his wife, Charles and Jewel, and also my landlord, Mike, for I told you I set up my garden here about a month or so ago, right? It's been probably close to 2 months now. So we finally got some cherry tomatoes Thursday night, Ken, which were delicious. And both Mike and Charles beat me to the punch on having red tomatoes. So they brought me over some nice tomatoes. And then Charles, over the weekend when I was mowing, brought me over some cucumbers. So I just want to thank them for taking care of me because I've got all those things planted. They've just not produced yet. Yeah. I've got the green tomatoes, but don't have them red yet. Yeah. So special thanks to the crew out there on County Road, whatever it is. I have a hard time remembering. We've got the longest address in the history of addresses, but we're out there, and I appreciate them. We take care of each other. Also, I got to mention the trains, man. There were two or three days last week. It's like, this train, it was like 10:45 in the morning, and it's just sitting there. I was trying to run poor Melissa Miller a fan after I got off the air from Party Line, drove over here, loaded up the fan in the station van, and I was taking it back to her because it was 110 at 9 o'clock, right?
Yep.
And I sit there for about 20 minutes, and that train was just sitting there and on Jackson Street, just sitting there,
I know.
And then our bookkeeper, Terry, she went to the bank or the post office or something, and she sat there for 45 minutes and finally turned around. So I just want to put these train companies on notice, man.
Doesn't do any good to put them on notice because the federal government's in their back pocket.
I know that, but I'm just saying, something tragic is going to happen.
Well, we know that's going to happen, and that's what it's unfortunate. It's what it's going to take, but I'm going to say this also. I think the biggest failure of the train company is the fact that their communication systems between what's going on here and then what's going on ahead of them is so ungodly blank and pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
There's no communication. That's why these trains, that's why they're having to sit here, because they think when they're supposed to go, they can go. They don't realize that what happens down the road, you know, 200-300 miles down the road, dictates what they can and can't do, because they're not intelligent enough to figure it out.
Right. And you're talking about communication across town.
That's right.
It's, you know, it shouldn't be that hard.
That's exactly right. And the thing of it is that for whatever reason, I don't know if it's subordination within their own ranks or whatever, they have to be the dumbest people on the planet that cannot figure out that you can't move when you got a train sitting down the line, which means you can't go ahead and go do that. You can't do it.
Right.
So what the heck are you doing getting out of the yard in the first place?
Right, right. Make a plan. And it's always the worst time of the day. Ken, your guests are here.
Okay, all right, I'll go ahead and take care of them.
But, wow, I know.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
I don't know. And you're right, it doesn't help to put them on notice, but, you know, what's crazy is it'll sit there and then it'll start to back up.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, good, they're going to get the out of the way. No.
No.
They just block another intersection. So it's going to be a sad, tragic day when something sad happens.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
And we're talking about an ambulance being stuck and can't get to the hospital or something. So, and when that happens, we'll be there to cover it because it's a crock. It's a crock. And I know most of you out there are thinking the same thing. Okay, so on a completely unrelated note, Ken had mentioned we've got Hot Dog Festival coming up this weekend. Also, the 17th annual Indiana Family Star Party is popping up here. It starts tomorrow, actually, and it's going to be out at Camp Cullum and the Prairie Grass Observatory. Russ Casper, of course, closely involved with this and has put together a nice little pamphlet here we'll tell you about as the week goes on, but it's all this weekend, and it's just an unbelievable opportunity. It's the biggest one in the state for a star party, so it's an unbelievable opportunity to have get out and check it out. If I have time this weekend, I want to go out and look through a telescope, because I've never looked at a telescope before, and I would be like a little kid in a candy store checking it out. Party line, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
It's me again.
Yes, Larry.
Real quick. I don't know if you can find it in the records or not, but back in the 50s, I believe it was, that happened about a man passed dying while they was waiting on a train.
Yeah, I think I did. I think it was maybe even more recent than that.
Well, I was saying it was back in the 50s or 60s. Man's name was Mundell. Now, if it happened while I was gone in the service, I don't know, but I know it happened before I went to the military.
Okay.
In 58. So when I was home on leave or something, but it did happen. And that was when there was two different divisions of the Nickel Plate Railroad running through town.
Mm-hmm.
And a train was going out, and as soon as it was about to clear a crossing, a train come in on Jackson Street.
Right.
And the ambulances were not the EMTs we got today. They were run by the funeral homes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I remember hearing about that, and I know it's not. You know, I know the city, the Frankfort mayor Chris McBarnes, he was doing everything he could to get that overpass, but for whatever reason, it didn't happen this last year. I don't think we got the money we were hoping to get from the government for that funding, but something's got to give. And I mean, it's just so absurd. I mean, people are trying to get to work. People are trying to get to doctor's appointments. People don't want to sit in their hot cars when it's 96 degrees on their way to Walmart or Dollar General or CVS or wherever.
Well, leastways you only got one railroad company to deal with.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Well, the one I hear on 28 was Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the Monon who had their passenger trains, and that was all they ran on that line. But there were times when you would have trains blocking the crossings on, say, Walnut Street, or not Wall Street, Main Street, and you're headed out this way. By the time you got this way, you had a train on the Pennsylvania blocking the railroad.
Yeah, that'd be double frustrating.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, people were used to it back then.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know. I just, I can't believe here it is 2019, and we're sitting, you know, on a Wednesday morning, we're sitting in traffic for 45 minutes.
Well, I don't understand the reason for that, and I can tell you why, though. The railroad yards is only so long.
Mm-hmm.
And the trains are a whole lot longer than they were back then.
Yeah.
A 100-car train, and they were like maybe 60-foot long or 40-foot long boxcars.
Right. You're right. Good point on that. That's
now
true.
They're about almost 80-foot long, and they're over 100 cars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing. Once it gets going, you still got to wait 15 minutes, you know.
You got to speed them in towns, and that the federal government won't let them change.
Right. And I get that. You know, you don't want to have them flying through town. Just keep moving.
What happened to the TV cameras that they were going to put up at all the crossings?
Yeah, so they could communicate better, right?
So they communicate and know what was going on. What happened to them?
Why not go?
They were there.
Exactly. Why not go buy a $12 flip phone and give it to, somebody?
The TV cameras were supposedly mounted at the railroad crossings, so dispatch center could tell the EMS or EMA, whatever they're called, what crossing was open when the trains were there.
Right.
I don't know what happened to them.
I don't either. Inquiring minds want to know. Maybe we'll ask Ken Hartman when he gets back.
Okay, y'all have it. I'm sorry to confiscate your show. I apologize for that.
No, bye. You're fine, Larry. That's what it's for. We appreciate the call, buddy. All right, so we've got some special guests coming up next to talk to you about ataxia and bring you some information on this debilitating disease and maybe just create some awareness. I want to thank our Party Line sponsors who make it possible. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Back with more Party Line next from Wylo.